Two new schools in San Bernardino are preparing locals for future jobs in healthcare as techs, medical assistants, and physicians. As part of our ongoing series on the Inland Empire's doctor shortage, KVCR's Benjamin Perper has the story.
At Pomona College, a group of medical students walk in procession to the music of a string quartet. This is their white coat ceremony, where they don the iconic symbol of the medical profession for the first time. And then,
to the service of humanity.
They take the Hippocratic Oath.
Congratulations, class of 2022.
So we're very excited to be in our new temporary facility here.
These medical students are new, and actually the whole place is pretty new. The California University of Science and Medicine is one of the country's youngest medical schools, accredited February 2018. Dean of Student Affairs Peter Evelyn shows me around the San Bernardino campus where the school's first class of med students will study.
So right now, California has right around 35 primary care physicians for every 100,000, and especially in the Inland Empire residents. 36% of the physicians are over age 60. So considering that, I mean, with the retirements in the very near horizon, we've got a lot of work to do.
CSUM is located in San Bernardino, while a new permanent facility is being built in Colton. And location is important. The school is training med students to meet this area's severe doctor shortage. Part of that is giving scholarships to students from the Inland Empire.
They get an additional amount of money for that. And then finally, they are rewarded for either coming from a low socioeconomic status, which 33% of our current class is of that category, and or for academic merit. We're very excited about that.
Evelyn is confident that recruiting med students from this area will help meet the Inland Empire's doctor shortage. He's done the math.
If you just project out a few years and consider when those four cohorts, when we have our first four classes graduate and put their shingles up, the research shows that the general practitioners generally see roughly an average of 19 to 20 patients a day. If you multiply that figure times 210 workdays in the year, and in just a few short years, the number of visits, patient visits that those first four full classes will see are over 2 million a year. So when you talk about physician shortage and meeting a need, that's an incredible thing, and we're just getting started.
So we got three exam rooms are all a little bit different.
But training new physicians isn't the only way to address the shortage. While CSUM is minting future physicians, San Manuel Gateway College is working to ease the doctor shortage by educating medical assistants and pharmacy techs. Gateway is an occupational learning center focused on certificate programs for jobs in healthcare. Executive Director Arwin Wild says addressing the doctor shortage is going to take more than just attracting more doctors to this area. It's also going to take more entry and mid-level healthcare professionals.
Hopefully we have doctors and professionals that have walked or have been exposed to the needs of this community, is going to make a huge difference on how they deliver care and how they're tied to the community.
Wild says that the majority of the students in the Gateway program come from the city of San Bernardino. That gives them an in-depth understanding of this area's challenges, but it also creates barriers to their success.
Most of them are first or second generation immigrants. A lot of them were born here, but their parents were born outside of the country. They emigrated here. So they become the primary navigator for the family.
Wild sees training people from San Bernardino to care for people from San Bernardino as an investment in the community.
We've already had some transformation stories. And, you know, that, for us, that is where the bottom line is. If we change lives, it's an investment. It's an investment in the community. It's an investment in the future of this area, so you can't measure the cost of that.
The San Manuel Gateway College is accepting applications on a rolling basis. The California University of Science and Medicine is accepting applications for the class of 2023. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.
This story was produced as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's California Fellowship.